You wouldn't say I'm going to prepare dinner. You said I'm going to
fix dinner.
Okay. You see, that's the kind of thing I'm interested in. Whether you say, some people say make.
Yeah.
Some people say I'm going to make dinner, but in this part
the way
of the country,
I always say we're going to fix dinner.
Yeah. And if you're thirsty, you might go over to the sink and get a
drink of water.
All right. And it would be in a
dipper, or a glass either one. We've got the dipper. So we've got no wood dipper in
there. Is that right?
One of them old timey dipper.
Uh-huh. And if you had some people over for dinner and they were standing up, you might say to them,
sit down.
All right. And then if you had a big bowl of potatoes, you might pass them over and say to them,
have some potatoes.
Would you ever say help?
Help themselves.
Okay.
Because I think when they come here, I tell them they act like they're at home and help their own self before they go to the study.
Okay. And if you were visiting some friends and they offered you something that you didn't want, what do you think you'd say? What would you probably
say? No, thank you. I don't want that.
Okay. And if you had a big roast or something on Sunday, let's say, and the next day you're going to have the same thing, you'd say, today we're having
the same thing we had yesterday.
Okay. Would you ever call that either warmed over or left over?
I tell them it's warmed over.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and you... When you put food in your mouth, you just...
Chew.
Sure. And this is something that's made for, especially for people who have a hard time chewing. It's made with cornmeal and water, boiled.
That's a corn mush, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Did you ever hear that called anything else?
No, that's all I ever hear it called.
Right. And if you have a small patch or something outside, you've planted all different kinds of beans and peas and probably or more like carrots, and you had lettuce and so on. What would you call a little place like that?
I'd call it my patch garden.
Okay, patch garden, and all of those things together that you grew there, you saw those are all different kinds of
vegetables.
Okay, and corn. Did you ever do anything with corn and why to get the...
I've made hominy out of that.
Yeah. How did you do that?
You just put your corn on and boil it in the line. Then take it off and skim it good and take them our lumpies off of it.
And they come right off?
And they come right off.
I see. And did you ever grind the hominy?
No, I never did grind it. Just made it just like you buy it at the store.
Well, I was thinking about grits, if you're...
Yeah, we've made grits. We've ground grits.
Uh-huh. And this is the kind of grain that the dry grain.
It's not real fine. About my fry, it's going to be as fine as mine.
Right, okay. And then, we were talking before about moonshine, about making moonshine. What names have you heard for cheap whiskey? Other words besides moonshine?
They call it alcohol, and a little bit of everything, it not to tamper and everything else. Uh-huh. And I never get food.
Did you ever hear it? Well, I'm interested in the words, just the words. I wonder, this is the word. Are you familiar with the word explode?
Yeah. I hear them call it explode and everything else.
Uh-huh.
They call it all different kinds of lines, but now those 10 things out here give me.
No, but the term you think of mainly, though, is the bootleg. You talk about the bootleg. Did you ever hear, how about another term besides bootleg? Is there another word that...
No, that's all I ever hear them call is bootleg.
Okay. And the stuff you make with sorghum?
That's molasses.
Yeah. And did you make molasses?
Yeah, we used to make molasses. We could still got the old chain mill here sitting on the old store mill.
And could you tell me just a little bit about that process?
Well, you've got a big old thing. It's got two big orange things to it. They roll round and round, and we hooked the mule to that. It had a big long coat. We went round and round it. You stuck the chain in the ground, get juice out, and run it out into the dye, and then you put it in a barrel and strung it, let it run on into your box and made that.
During
that, I'm cooking, making my life. I had to dig a big furnace and put this box on.